Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, we're almost completing our little book called One Bread, One Body. And it's good through May 31st, so we only have one more day. But it has a great title for today. It's called The Search for True Love. Now, I think I'm not the only one, but we all have done this. We're searching for true love. And, of course, there's only one true love that could be 100% true, and that's for our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to be doing that today. Hopefully, God willing, and everything works. And so the readings for today, for Wednesday, May 30th, is 1 Peter 1:18 to 25. Psalms 147, 12 to 15 and 19 and 20, and Mark 10:32 to 45. And then the quotes, 1 Peter 1:22, by obedience to the truth, you have purified yourself for a genuine love. And it states here, in this little booklet, we all want genuine love, true love, love that will last forever. Yet we all find that what we thought was true love often proves not to be the real thing. Human beings are deceived about love, probably more than any other aspect of your life. Can have genuine love. True love is only in Christ, who is love. See John 1, to give true love by being purified, especially in the context of obeying the Lord and being true, that is, faithful to Him and the people. He has put our lives. True love is based on countless true sacrifices, true conversions, true promises, true repentance, true forgiveness, etc. When we obey the Lord and choose to be true to Him and others, no matter what the cost, our lives change. Pride, lust, and unforgiveness are removed from our lives. We are purified. After so many acts of truth, we eventually live in the state of true love. We receive without obstacles the consent, the deep, true love of the Lord for us, and that we let that love flow through us constantly. We live in receiving and in giving true love. Today's prayer, Father, the Holy Spirit, so that I will do the truth in love. The promise, the Son of Man has not come to be served, but to serve, to give Him life in ransom for many. And it has praise for looking upon the crucifix, George found true love at the foot of the cross and wept for joy. I'm assuming George may have been a new priest coming up. And this is a very hot topic, true love. We always are searching and searching. Everyone searches for true love. Catholics, Protestants, Jewish, Muslims, even atheists. Everyone wants true love. But it's how they go about finding it and how they found it. And in my opinion, in what I know in my heart, there's only one way to find true love. And that's through our Lord Jesus Christ. because that's only the perfect love. Human beings, the self, are imperfect creatures. We make mistakes. We are sinners. So, except for Jesus, who was on this earth, and his mother, Mary, there was no other individual that were perfect in every way, that never had any kind of sin. Even the great saints, at one time before they became great saints, in some sense, some worse than others. Look at the story of St. Augustine. He definitely, in his youth, committed sin. He even had a child out of wedlock. And we all are great sinners to some extent. But that's what it mentions in here. We have to purify ourselves. There's a process that has to be done. Everyone has to go through it if they want to go to heaven. Look at poor Mother Teresa of Calcutta, one of our greatest, if not the greatest, saints of our time. How she had to suffer in her dryness many, many years to become purified. Look at our great saint, John Paul II, what he must have had to go through to be purified, a great saint. So we have to carry our crosses. We help Christ carry his. And one day we could be purified. And one day we too can become great saints. And to feel that love, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless you all. I'm excited about the conference coming up. And in a little over a week, we're going to be, besides our bishop, Thomas Winsky, and I believe three other bishops from around the world, we're going to see one of my favorite saints, St. Pio. His actual heart should be a very interesting experience. And it's going to be right here in Miami. By one of the hotels. I'm not sure if it's the Holiday Inn or what hotel by the airport in Miami. But I'll leave the information for you, and hopefully you can make it. God bless you all, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow.